At Radio West Middlesex, we love to play patients' favourite music.
The way that dreamers often dream, just a wonderful...
Some, like Monica on Scion 1, enjoy a song so much they sing it to us. Others, like Clive on Scion 2, choose meaningful lyrics.
I can't walk out by Elvis Presley, because I can't walk out.
And patients like Pauline on Austerley 1 are real music lovers.
I've seen Sonny Boy Williamson, Buddy Guy, John Lee Hooker. I mean, at the end of the day, it was those white guys who brought black music to this country and took it back to America. Mm. I've just got this feeling for the Rolling Stones because they brought their music alive.
The joy for us is to go onto the wards, meet the patients, and provide them with their own personal radio station on their bedside hospicom unit.
I'm Jenny Scott, and I joined Radio West Middlesex in February. I really enjoy chatting with interesting people on the wards. You never know what they're going to ask for.
I'm Ray Linsky, and I joined around the same time. We've been co-presenting the Tuesday Request Show together since August. I'm also a staff member here at the hospital, and I really enjoy being involved because I can bring some extra cheer to patients by playing their favourite songs.
Krista Berg's classic, Lady in Red, for Kate knitting her scarf. I hope you enjoyed listening to that one, Kate. And it was some inspirational music for your scarf knitting.
Fantastic. And also inspirational for Teresa and her hair, because she has
red cast on her leg.
Yep,
and purple nails.
And purple nails. So lovely, lovely bright contrast there. Don't forget, you can call us for free if you have any requests. There's still plenty of time to call down. The phones are waiting for your call.
Although visiting patients and playing their requests has been our backbone for our 44 years on air, it's just as important to keep them in touch with both the hospital and their local area. In May, local folk group from Ealing, the Oddfellas, offered to come in and perform on air. So we set them up in the hospital's main